this dirty under the hood? Didn't matter. He had a PhD in epidemiology. If his car suddenly developed a virus, odds would be good he could fix it. Not so much for mechanical errors. Mark closed the hood and went back into the car for his phone. He skipped his sister on the contact list, not wanting to stress out the bride-to-be, and went with a person who had everyone's itinerary locked up in her powerful brain, his mother, to let her know of his delay. As the line connected, he debated his options. He could call the dealership, see if someone could squeeze him in. A cab or rideshare would work, but for that long of a ride, he didn't feel right about that. Snagging a rental for the week would be his next best option, if anyone was open at this hour on a Sunday. The line rang once, twice, and he decided on dealership, then rental, by the time she answered. The line only ever rang twice, or it went to voicemail. An in-between option did not exist.
Mark, my firstborn, you making good time? And speak up, child. You talk too softly for the spotty reception.
He swore and glanced up past the tall buildings surrounding him, putting on his teacher's voice.
I got a bit delayed, and it seems my car won't start.
Oh.
Her tone held only a note of surprise, as though she'd expected this, and the hair on the back of his neck rose.
Well, she said, most everyone is on the road already, but Shayna isn't too far from you, and I think she planned on coming here later.
I am not driving with Shayna.
He'd use a rideshare before getting in a car with Shayna.
I'll call the dealership and see if it's something easily fixed.
Don't be silly. There's no time for that, and you're both heading in the same direction. You two have known each other since birth. You can handle a 3-hour drive.
He clutched his phone a bit too tight. Wouldn't have been surprised if he managed to disconnect the call. Shayna, his mother's best friend's daughter, born 10 days before him. And upon his birth, the mothers began planning for the two newborns to fall in love and get married. Two kids who turned out to be nothing alike. Never mind the fact that Shayna hated him. He prided himself on being liked by everyone. At least, he tried to. She screwed up the curve before they were out of diapers. But he didn't hate her. Not exactly. More like, he didn't know her. For all the joint family times together, they never really talked. And when they did, she ignored him. So he'd hung out with her older brother or his sister. And yet, their mothers still harbored this not-so-secret wish that the two would fall madly in love. More likely, they'd kill each other on a 3-hour drive. Her car probably came with an ejector seat made specially for him.
I'll get a rental. No use bothering Shayna or having to borrow someone's car the entire week.
The wedding was taking place in a remote town in northern New Hampshire. Not like Boston, where he could walk or take the subway where he needed to go, but a spot where he'd truly be at the mercy of his family.
Oh, hush, his mother scolded. It's no big deal, and you can always borrow anyone's car if you need to go somewhere while you're here. Besides, I already asked Shayna, so she'll be picking you up soon. I've got to go help Lena now. See you in a few hours.
She hung up before he could respond. A sinking sensation filled in his gut. How could his mother have asked Shayna if she'd been on the phone with him the entire time? Something was definitely up. Worse, he didn't have Shayna's number. No way to warn her off or fix the situation. He'd been turned into a sitting duck, waiting for his arch nemesis to arrive, by his own mother. And now he really didn't have time to call the dealership and get an expert opinion. Fuck. So much for a relaxing drive north where he could think about his latest work challenge and come up with different solutions. He'd just have to suck it up and ride with Shayna, because his mother had trapped him, and because his baby sister deserved for him to be at her wedding and play nice. With any luck, Shayna would play nice as well, though their 32-year history predicted that outcome to be highly unlikely.